Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You mentioned John Mack. It looks like Ralph Blumenthal wrote a book about him. He was mentioning it when he was on our show.
Mm-hmm. And a very good biography it is. For me, I am lucky enough to number Ralph as a good friend, and John very much the same. And it was my only experience in my life of reading a major biography published by a major reputable publisher, you know, of whatever it is, 400, 500 pages, of somebody who I knew and considered a friend. And in the course of reading it, not surprisingly, you learn how much you didn't know about this person that you knew, in quotes, and you had spent time with socially. John had been kind enough to invite me to speak at Harvard. And Harvard very definitely disagreed with him on that decision, which he laughed off and brought me up to speak at Cambridge Hospital, where he had co-founded the psychiatric wing. So he knew this was real. And thankfully, because he was such a respected psychiatrist, he was able to do things to help us expand the base, so to say, of research that no one else could have done but included. For example, for all of the people that approached him with experiences, he would run a standard psychological battery of tests and established as a mental health professional, beyond any reasonable doubt, completely established figures, that there's absolutely no difference in terms of the ratio of dysfunctional people who claim to have had UFO-related experiences to those who have not. No difference in the percentage of people struggling with any number of mental conditions or alcoholism or OCD or what have you, that they're just like everybody else from every possible background imaginable, and they have had these other kinds of experiences.
Do you think there's anyone out there now who's continuing in this kind of caliber work that John Mack started out?
Yeah, I don't think they have the name recognition necessarily, but I think the work is continuing. Mm-hmm. This past Monday, for example, I had as guests on my weekly radio show, Meanwhile Here on Earth, Kathleen Martin, Denise Stoner. I was going to be having Yvonne Smith on and somebody who was working with her. They were not able to join us at the last minute, so Deb Jordan Cabell came on. And all of these women have been working professionally, you know, to be there for other people. And Denise and Kathy have worked in tandem on and off for years. They don't live that far away from each other in Florida. They have co-authored a terrific book together, The Alien Abduction Files, and both continue to work with individuals, develop databases, publish their findings. But I guess also it's still a man's world, and women in ufology, like other areas in our crazy culture, usually have to work twice as hard for half the recognition. But there are people out there. I just don't think they have the visibility or, you know, the work is continuing now. That was kind of more a golden age, if you want to see that term, as defining when the field, per se, was more exotic or more highly romanticized.
Well, you mentioned Denise and Kathleen. We've had them both on the PowerCast. I've known Kathleen for a number of years. In fact, she has a new book out, and very conceivably she'll be back on the show in the very near future.
Yeah.
I noticed, of course, more of an emphasis in our last discussion with her on her personal experiences with phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, that kind of expands from what she did before. Before, she was mostly focusing on dealing with other people who have experiences. Now it's become more and more personal.
Yes and no. On Monday, she's certainly focused on a lot of casework as well as things that had happened to her. It's hard to make a generalization like that, for me anyway.
So when you have people reporting experiences, meeting so-called higher beings or grays or anything else, are they all meeting the same thing or what?
Well, there continue to be, from my point of view, strong similarities in people's accounts. There don't seem to be new orders issued to the other intelligences to behave in a different way. Bedroom visitations are often accompanied by telepathic communications, voices in one's head that are very clear, often word for word, from individual to individual, sometimes with very slight changes of what they are hearing. And they, in turn, as these many accounts underscore, think back their responses, always in whatever your language is. And it seems to be something that is a technology or an ability that has long been one that these beings have mastered. They're, from where I sit and listening to colleagues like Kathleen and Denise on Monday, I don't see new scenarios set in motion. I see whatever is going on continues to go on. And we dutifully note it, add it to databases, and once again, either wonder what it's all about or decide that we know what it's all about and take our belief and turn it into our version of a fact, even if it's not one.
So how do we determine what the facts are? How do we determine whether some of these experiences are internal, where it happens to them individually, or there is an external force involved, or some combination of both?
Well, I'm not a scientist or a mental health professional, so I'm not exactly sure how to answer that. Obviously, certain experiences leave evidence, actual physical evidence. Other ones are witnessed by one or more people. Other ones involve a phenomena, let's say something is happening to you in your house. And the next day, you know, the police have gotten reports from 10 people in the neighborhood of a bright light hanging in the sky over your house. Or some physiological condition becomes apparent in tandem with a memory of a non-standard human experience. Or you have had a mark or marks left on your body. The best we can do is the best we can do with our available human tools of research, of deductive reasoning, common sense, of measurable changes where the technology and the opportunity to measure something per se is available. And I guess, you know, coupled with batteries of standard psychological testing,
Hey, we've got some more things to test here, and we'll be back with Peter Robbins for three more segments with Gene and Tim. You're in.
The Pedicast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Peter Robbins is joining us after 7 years. He's been a busy bee through that. What are your plans going forward, Peter, in terms of trying to spread the word or get more research going?
No major changes in that area either. I speak at conferences, depending on the year, a number of times a year. I do my own weekly radio show, which has two general mandates. One is panel discussions, often around this subject, but not always. The other is having individual guests or pairs of guests, usually people who are respected in the field of UFOs and paranormal studies, and to ask the same question, which is, how did you become the person you became? What challenges did you have to overcome? What breaks did you have? What compulsions did you follow? What obsessions, you know, set this direction in your life? And then talk more about the work that they're doing in that area. You can catch those shows live on KUNX Digital Broadcasting, Monday nights from 7 to 9. There are, I'm sure, about 300 hours of my audio shows when I was with KGRA, available on almost every platform imaginable. Same name of the show, meanwhile, here on Earth. I keep up a fairly major presence on Facebook. People can reach me through my email address, which is probinsny@yahoo.com. And I appear on shows like yours as a guest, as you guys sometimes do on other people's shows, depending on the month, a few times a month, or a week like this, a few times a week.
It keeps yourself busy, definitely. Definitely keeps us busy. Let's go into more of this disclosure thing we talked about before, about possible scenarios. But is that going to be realistic? I mean, they've been talking disclosure since the days of Donald Kehoe, and it never seems to really happen. It's always the hopes. The hopes increased after the Michigan sightings that had congressional hearings back in the 60s. We all remember swamp gas. And Dr. Hynek, I guess, kind of lived it down years later. Now we've got what we've got with the Pentagon AARO program. We had the first head of that program, Dr. Kirkpatrick, leaving and saying strange things. And this is something to point out. So, for example, he repeats the mantra, there is no evidence that UFOs or UAPs have an off-world origin. But then he mentions some stuff about interdimensional stuff. So I don't know where that goes. But with a program like that, what worries me is it's gone through several generations already. Different names, different leadership. How can you get answers if you're not consistent in how it's set up?
Good question. Again, things are in flux. They have been for the past few years. Up until 2017, it was perfectly schizophrenic. We being officialdom, the world of the intelligence communities and the United States government and our military establishment, played this essential game of, nope, folks, we keep looking at it, but it's all kind of explainable in other terms. Even if they're really exotic other terms, you know, we all understand why you feel they might be from Mars or outer space, but nope. And now it's, well, we're dealing with something. We all agree that we've been lied to, and essentially still running around like chickens with our heads part on, trying to figure how we get officialdom to acknowledge or release information that we're sensing more and more is true. But I guess the recalcitrance, that habit that is so deeply ingrained in the Western intelligence model of, we can't give it up. We'd like to, but we can't. If we do, it's going to be so embarrassing. It's going to be so awkward. America is where it all started. The cover-up started, the birth of the modern national security state, and where it all still is percolating away with this huge lie in the middle of it. It's very difficult if disclosure does happen in that way that some feel it will, with an ultimate announcement from a world leader or world leaders that we're not alone and take it from there, that will satisfy one model for how this thing will transform. I think it may just continue on as an organic process, that at a certain point, it hits a tipping point and things change because of the tipping point and the balance and the level of interest in the general population. I don't think that answered your question, but we are at a point where things are genuinely changing, where there is a push from some people that can make changes happen to know the truth. And there's probably an equal push from people who have been moving the chess pieces around the chessboard and controlling this information, whose names we don't know, who we don't elect, who this is what they do. If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you're a secret keeper, you don't want to let go of any of those secrets. And at the least, see, if the president ever has to announce this, doesn't matter who's president, get out there, my fellow Americans, it's my solemn duty, blah, blah, blah. Implied in that announcement is, oh, by the way, every single one of my colleagues, that is every single American president, whatever their party, whatever their political beliefs, going back to Harry Truman, this is awkward, is an unindicted co-conspirator in the greatest cover-up in human history. And, you know, it really doesn't matter in a way whether I'm Democrat or Republican. We're ex-presidents. We stick together. And I can't rat on those guys, so I'm just going to continue to keep quiet and hope it doesn't blow up in my administration and let the next guy or gal handle it.
Okay, so you're assuming here that the various presidents of the United States, past Truman, past Eisenhower, really know a good deal about the secret and they've all conspired to keep it a secret.
I'm not assuming that at all. I'm assuming that they know what the secret keepers wanted them to know and that that was enough to make them realize, how far do I want to push on this? And let's remember, up until 2017, you would be seen as an outsider and a renegade and a potentially crazy person yourself by people within government if you, as the president, expressed a desire to release information around this crazy subject. So, no, I'm not assuming that. I can only imagine let's face it, some people are simply a lot more curious than other people. It's people who are incurious who really concern me the most in positions of power. You should want to know about the world around you. And I remember, I'm not even going to go into it because it would just go off on a political tangent here, but some of it may depend on the character of the individual or how I can play this if I need to. Otherwise, this is all kind of creepy to me. And I just hope that it stays quiet while I'm president and I can devote myself to other things, because frankly, I still don't know how to come at this. Remembering, of course, that President Carter and Gerry Ford.
We got Peter, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Amid escalating humanitarian concerns in Gaza, the U.S. set to initiate airdrops of aid into the region. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed that the airdrops will start in the coming days. The CDC has updated its COVID guidelines. You no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. People with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they have been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. The judge anticipates giving a decision within the next 2 weeks. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We've got Peter Robbins joining us for two more segments. Peter, you started out about presidential discussions. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
All right. Getting back to our discussion here, presidents, I've sometimes had the impression, which is another piece of speculation, which may mean nothing, folks, that presidents also being temporary occupants, not always being, shall we say, careful about what they say for political reasons, are not told what might be going on unless they have the need to know, and most don't. What do you think?
I think that's a great observation. I'm guessing, and that's all I can do, is that the forces that be, in terms of the ones who control this classified information, size up each new occupant of the office, and whether or not they like that person or they don't like them, whether they feel they're a team player and can be trusted, whether or not they have the respect of the military and the intelligence community, that they then decide what that individual should or shouldn't know. With the exception of Truman, and I think to a great degree Eisenhower, both of whom were probably as fully briefed as any presidents have been, we can only make educated guesses about what any given president following Eisenhower knew or didn't know. An example would be probably officially Kennedy was not told that much because he had erred in the opinion of the intelligence community by not, you know, making a full-scale grand slam out of Cuba when the Bay of Pigs went south. And he probably had ways of learning what he needed to know or wanted to know otherwise. We know Reagan had an abiding interest in the subject and that he was someone that the military intelligence community was comfortable with. Carter, just the opposite. Clinton had a desire to know, and he was stymied in that. Again, I think that information is tailored. As you say, it's a temporary occupant. Up until the past few years, the secret keepers, I think, felt that they were entitled to hold on to all that information on their own. Now things are changing, but they're still doing their best to control the flow, or the lack of flow, of information as much as possible. That's my guess, anyway.
Don't want to get into politics too much, but going back to the 2016 campaign for president. So on some late-night shows especially, Hillary Clinton says that she wants to know more about what's going on with UAPs, that she's kept up with it and wants to know more. And you think then that Donald Trump would be saying, look at the crazy Hillary out there. Crooked Hillary wants to chase flying saucers. Ha, ha, ha. He said nothing. That surprised me because it seems like anything else she did, if she breathed too hard or she once had a flu, she's a loser.
Mm-hmm.
But he said nothing.
Yeah, I think that's a reflection of two things, purely a guess. Number one, that he was advised, at the least, that that was no longer a viable, well, in 2016 it might have been. This was still before the major articles changed the climate a bit. What concerns me more, especially if he's returned to the presidency, is he is a very incurious person. And I don't have the information before me, but I remember at one point he was asked in some public forum about UFOs, and he just let it go. He either joked it off or went on to another question. It didn't interest him. And I think we need a president who should be interested in this subject. And there is no question. Lover or hater, Hillary and Bill were genuinely interested in this subject. And I know for a fact met with Lawrence Rockefeller at least once, probably more, and at least one time as his upstate New York estate, particularly around this matter. At the same time, had she been elected, would we then have the information we don't have now? I don't think so. Hillary Clinton is a politician and, you know, played the game like men do, and eliciting some potential interest to increase part of the voter base and then not coming through with it. It happens all the time.
Well, certainly I would see if there is an ongoing conspiracy, they'd want to really control the message. But the question I would have here is, we go back to this intelligence interest back to 1947, maybe before. Decade after decade, generation after generation, they still keep up the secrecy. How do you do that? I mean, so many secrets leak, like sieves all around the world, but UFOs, not so. At least if they do leak, we never can confirm what they mean.
Yeah. Well, the fact is that, like a self-sealing tire, over the decades, that major pieces of information did come out, and often they weren't leaked. It might have been a very righteous report or document that was absolutely gilt-edged, very real, classified, secret at one time, and then, say, over the period of 12 years, quietly declassified, then returned to put in the National Archive, where it was then discovered, and when published, should have changed the world. It was like, oh my God, look at this document. Look what they were saying in this year. But we either ignore it, we being the media or population at large, or certainly the government, or belittle it, or immediately kind of turn it into a form of entertainment. To a degree, One can argue that if you're interested in the subject of UFOs now, as opposed to, say, 10 years ago when the climate was somewhat different, given the endless amount, just for starters, of information and alleged information that you can just go to the internet right now and bring up, you know, hundreds of thousands of hits of allegations, of images, of footage, of reports, of claims, that we're on overload with this information. And that's another way to keep things from moving ahead in a lively way. Just keep the crap coming at people mixed in with the truth, and hope that it just takes them extra time to sort it out. And in that time, yet one more year passes where you don't have to come forward with the truth. Who knows? Maybe they ultimately will force our hand in some way, or that it will come with an official kind of disclosure, or that one morning we may wake up and find that, you know, there's some amazing news report of some huge WikiLeaks type thing, or the Pentagon Papers, or an amazing battery of authentic photographs of structures on the moon that changes the dialogue.
Okay, you raised it. Structures on the moon or on Mars or somewhere. Do you follow that phenomena? Any reality to it?
I have on and off since the late 70s. And I'll be specific about that because you'd remember some of these folks, Gene. Pete Mazzola, who was one of my first mentors, a brilliant guy who, if he hadn't died so young, I think would have gone on to be one of the major voices in UFO studies in the world. He's a tough, no-nonsense New York City police detective and had developed an organization, primarily of police officers around the country, although a lot of us civilians as well, called the Scientific Bureau of Investigation.
Before we talk about the Scientific Bureau of Investigation, one more segment with Peter Robbins. Gene, Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out TheParacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is V the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So, Peter, tell me more about this Scientific Bureau of Investigation.
Well, I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but at its height, it had about 800 members, the great majority of them police officers around the United States. And Pete, who died of complications from a terrible accident, a brain tumor that wasn't discovered as a result of it by the age of early 40s, I think it was he or Komen von Kavetsky who introduced me to Antonio Huneas, my first contemporary UFO research buddy, so to say, back in the late 70s. My point being that back then, NASA had a catalog. It was a paper catalog where you could order one of several thousand glossy prints, all first generation from the Hasselblad technology they were using around the moon, for a dollar each. And they would send you these old-fashioned 8x10, very sharp photographs. And I think we bought about 10 together. I grew up with a jeweler's loop, a 10-power loop, as a toy, basically. My dad was a jeweler. And other guys, we would trade the pictures and go over the micrometer by micrometer, and we were finding things on the surface that went well beyond a natural object or a fractal that looks like a human shape or, you know, the equivalent of finding a cloud that's shaped like a lamb. That catalog was withdrawn within a year or so. It simply disappeared. But there have been credible pictures that come back from Mars and the surface of the moon that do seem to convince many of us that there are structures that are not natural, that they made or we made or somebody made, and whether or not they're fairly contemporary or a quarter of a million years old is anybody's guess. But I think, despite how it sounds, there's a very real argument to be made for this reality in places where we're not comfortable acknowledging such things should be.
I always wonder here, even if the conditions on one of those planets or the moon aren't adequate for life as we know it, they can create artificial structures, kind of like they did on Mars in the film Total Recall, the 1990 version with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They had artificial atmosphere. They didn't mention gravity at all. You didn't see Schwarzenegger running around because the gravity was so much less, like John Carter did. But the point being here is, it's always possible we could be visited. They could set up a base there, and they just simply produce conditions in artificial environments to suit their individuality.
Correct. And one more thing, we're just totally speculating. If there are artifacts on the surface of the moon, Mars, other locations, we can only guess who built them and when and what the backstories are. I do take them seriously, though.
Tim?
Well, I've seen some photographs where it's obvious that certain areas on the moon have been grayed out, blurred out, and some of the older ones, some very clumsy cutout.
Yeah.
For maybe other parts of the moon, you know, sutured in, before Photoshop, but sutured in,
yeah,
you know, over these areas. So, yeah, it makes you wonder, you know, okay, what are they hiding and why?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it would be, I mean, if you're dealing with, naturally, extraterrestrial visitors, the moon would be a perfect place to operate out of.
Sounds like it to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, places on Earth as well. I mean, with the whole new interest in UFOs, it's pleased me to see that there has been some renewed discussion about USOs, underwater or unknown submersible objects, something along those lines. And interest where it's getting decent press coverage as well. And
yes,
it always, and that always makes me happy.
I think with good cause. There is a history of underwater, submerged, incredibly fast-moving objects that are not natural that have been logged in our technological age, but also seem to go back hundreds of years plus in terms of mariners' observations of strange things, you know, seen in the sea. And if indeed some of these craft, you know, traverse however unbelievable distances they do and have the technology and the aerodynamics to make these journeys, or, you know, if they're more localized for our planet use rather than from transportation from Alpha Centauri or wherever, that they're probably waterproof and can be operated below the surface of water as well as above. It doesn't sound like that's, if you solve the other technological problems, that sounds like one that can be mastered as well. More that if you're going to have a presence here and you don't want to be bothered by human beings any more than you're going to be, then perhaps some of your locations, you know, we talk about window areas and underground bases and all open to, you know, real thought. But the same for situations underwater as well. No reason to think that that's a fantasy just because it sounds a little quirky to somebody who hasn't studied it.
Well, I'll have to throw this in really quick, but you pointed out that if you wanted to operate unseen or at least not noticed as much, you know, you'd go work underwater. Well, that being the case, when it comes to the UFO phenomena, why are they flying around with all their lights turned on? I always wondered about that. If, you know, if you are an extraterrestrial and you're trying to move about unseen, you know, why do you have all your headlights turned on?
Well, I don't think necessarily you are trying to move about unseen, but somewhere in the middle of being known to certain people, but not with every bell and whistle imaginable. Again, we're trying to make guesses at why they do what they do, which is just that. And we can spin our wheels forever on those kinds of things.
Well, and making guesses based on human thought.
That's all we got.
But it is true, though. I mean, we do tend to anthropomorphize, you know, the phenomena. You know, like you said, you know, what else, you know, what else are we going to use? But, you know, part of the mysteries is that we're probably dealing with something that doesn't think quite like we do or at all.
Hey, Peter yes. Robbins, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things you do and what you're working on, where can they check you out?
You can follow me on Facebook right now. My website is hopelessly under reconstruction, or join me every week. And meanwhile, here on Earth, on KUNX Digital Broadcasting, Monday evening, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time.
Hopefully under reconstruction. Isn't it true that websites always take 10 times longer than you expect?
Mine does.
Well, let me know later on privately, and maybe we could help you a little bit with that, because I understand about websites never being developed. Even when they go live, they're never quite developed. You can find us, by the way, on Facebook, on X, or Twitter, or Z, whatever they're going to call it next week. And Threads, look for the Paracast on all those places, okay? And we're happy to have you interact. Also, our forums at theparacast.com/forum. You can also get branded merchandise for the show from theparacast.store, theparacast.store. Four different logos to choose from. Pick the ones you like or get all of them. We prefer that. We offer a streaming service called The Paracast Plus. Visit theparacast.plus for more information. You can get this show without any of the network ads in better quality audio. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where we have really, really unusual discussions. You never know what's going to happen next, and we don't either. We are offering the lowest subscription rates ever. Make a note of that. Theparacast.plus. Theparacast.plus. Peter Robbins, welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
It was my pleasure, guys.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.